What's up, everybody? You now tuned in to Don't Click Comments podcast, and we're here to talk about bullying. And today, our topic is on knowing the art to provoke. And what we mean by provoking, we talk about trolling. For those who don't know what trolling in the context of the web is the act of responding to online content or comments in a purposely disruptive fashion. People troll all the time, and it's a popular thing going on in this day and age. But I want to give you a little bit more information on it before we really get into this topic. The name arose as a reference to the way that online trolls try to lure victims with comments in the same way that fishers use bait and especially craft lures to catch fish. Like, they throw things out there just for you to grab it, to get your attention, to aggravate you, to provoke you, so that they may get a rise out of you. They throw that bait out there, and some of us just grab onto it, and it causes a dialogue back and forth, which is what they're looking for the sake of entertainment. But we're gonna go a little bit more. Online, a troll is someone who enters a communication channel, such as a comment thread, solely to cause trouble. Like, they're only commenting on your post. They're only mentioning something on your page just to start drama, just to get a rise out of you, just to mess with some of your fans. But we're still gonna go a little bit more. Trolls often use comment threads to cyberbully other users. They discredit valid content or comments, or they spread disinformation where they start to lie, they start to make up things, they throw stuff out there just to throw people off. And some of your content that you're discussing or you're sharing, they have no desire in sharing or commenting something that's positive. They come just to interrupt. They come just to start something. In many cases, trolls are like sock puppets, fake accounts created so the user can promote their agendas. Trolls tend to specialize. Some just want to stir up things, which is known as flame bait. You know, putting things out there that's just bait. People click on it to insult people, talk about them, demean them, give them mean names, comments. All these things are just baited thoughts to cause you to get riled up. Engaging with trolls is generally considered pointless at best and harmful to your mental state at worst. Reported psychological effects on victims include increased society and social anxiety and depression, and decreased self-esteem. Now, the most effective defense against trolls is simply ignoring them. That's right, ignore their butts. The target's reaction is often the payoff they're looking for. And if they don't get it, they will most likely go away. Now, you got to ignore them. Don't give them the reaction that they desire, because that's what they're doing it for. They're trying to get a rise out of people. They're trying to get some type of satisfaction out of aggravating others. And the more you comment, the more the feed gets longer for others to watch it. And that's what they are looking for, an audience to feed into their shenanigans. All right, so we're going to go with DNFT. What is DNFT? Do not feed the troll. Do not feed the troll. This is a great abbreviation that you will see in some comments. Do not feed the troll is a commonly seen warning in comment threads. Another tactic is to identify trolls as such so that others don't take them seriously, and then move on without giving them any further attention. Look for that DNFT, or start using DNFT in your comments if you see someone trying to troll, trying to say something crazy, trying to throw you off in your comments. And it might not even be on your page. You might be on your friend's page and he doesn't even know, or she doesn't even know they're being trolled. Put that DNFT in there. Let them know. Don't feed that troll. Don't give them the satisfaction that they're looking for, because that's the only reason why they're on their page. But most importantly, at the end, if this trolling gets seriously out of hand, please report them and block them. Report and block a troll. Report and block a troll. If it's not that serious, just ignore them. It's no big deal. Just don't give them no entertainment. Don't give them no purpose on the page. But if it comes to damaging your credit, threatening you, hurting you, bothering your business, bothering your comments, posts, and aggravating, you know, your friends or your family or your fans, then it's time to report them and block them. This was Roshan Lindsay. You were tuned into the Don't Click Comments. We're here, we're talking about bullying, giving tips, teaching, and sharing testimonies on how to overcome bullying and to provide encouraging solutions to let you know that you're not alone and there is a way to stop it. Peace.